Good morning and welcome to today's oil market update with Callum McPherson. How are you doing today, Callum?
Good morning, good. And you?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Not too bad. OPEC has decided to stick to its planned increases for July, and yet the market has rallied. Is this surprising to you?
Well, it did seem that with the rising cases in India particularly and other places as well, that the market would be hoping for OPEC to delay the increases it had penciled in for June, for example, in which case you'd think the market would sell off given that it's decided to put them through anyway. But in fact, the market has rallied to its highest level since March. Came close to $69 per barrel. And in the process of doing that also broke the high it set in April, which is only around $68 per barrel. However, the move that we saw was still within this upward sloping trend channel that the market has been following for the last few weeks. So you could say that the Brent was just sort of doing its thing and has perhaps been a little bit indifference to the OPEC meeting. And I suppose also, I mean, quite frankly, given how frequent the OPEC meetings now are, we actually had two in April, that there is a bit of a degree of fatigue about them in the market these days.
Okay, so could it be that the market is looking beyond the present COVID waves?
Well, if you look at the major centres of demand, so the US, Europe and China, which together account for the best part of half of world demand, you see that in the US that the vaccine rollout is going very well, and that the US economy is reopening and growing strongly. In Europe, clearly it's been a bit more patchy. We've had third waves in a lot of countries, and the vaccination program in the EU was slow to start, but it is now catching up. Vaccination rates are rising strongly. And even where there have been lockdowns, like in France, for example, those lockdowns are now in the process or there are under discussion how those are going to be eased. So that's getting better. And then when you look at China, of course, they've really had no COVID issues for some time. So looking at those centers of demand, which, as I say, account for the best part of half of world demand, the direction is pretty positive, so that's a good thing. But of course, elsewhere in the world, vaccination programs are much more limited, and there are various examples of cases rising sharply again, most notably India. Though even there are some signs that may have peaked. So certainly, global demand is not sufficiently protected by vaccinations to believe that there is no risk of more lockdowns and further waves and variants and so on. But even if there are outbreaks, I think what we're seeing now is that there is a reticence to introduce strict lockdowns at this stage of the game. So perhaps the demand impact is not going to be as abrupt as we might fear.
Okay, and if the current third waves are contained or don't lead to lockdowns, how could the summer shape up?
Well, our feeling has always been that at some point the underinvestment in oil production, particularly last year, will become an issue for supply as demand recovers. And demand, of course, eventually will continue to recover. But the really hard thing to know is, of course, have we reached that point in the fundamentals, and to what extent will the market preempt that? Because very often the market does get ahead of itself, and we have a false dawn in prices. And it may be that we're in one of those at the moment. I mean, maybe the market is getting ahead of itself. And there are aspects of the refined product market which suggests that maybe that what we're seeing in Brent is getting ahead of itself. And for example, if we look at the diesel market, which is a very important part of oil demand, and we contrast that with the Brent curve, we see the Brent curve is very sharply downward sloping, which tends to suggest that market is tight, whereas if we look at the diesel, gas, oil market, we see that the forward curve is upward sloping, which tends to suggest it's oversupplied. So there are a few things like that which raise some caution. But still, I think even notwithstanding that, if Brent can break 70, we may, again, because we have just about broken it before, it may be that just on sheer momentum it could continue to move higher, even if that is ahead of fundamentals. We'll see. But I do think this current range, sort of high 60s area, it may be challenging for it to stay at that sort of place for very long. So it may be that it does need to either get higher or it will go lower. We'll see.
Lovely. Thank you for the update, Khan.
Thank you.